Despite cold and snow, the Whistler Community Services Society, WCSS, welcomed 140 people to its third annual Nightwalk for Hope January 30, while playing double duty as staff opened the society's extreme weather shelter. WCSS Executive Director Jackie Dickinson said the event raised $45,000, just shy of WCSS' intended fundraising goal of $50,000. It was a beautiful, snowy night. We had 140 people in attendance. I'm very grateful, and anyone else who wants to donate to our campaign is welcome to do so, she said. The cold and snowy weather paired well with an evening billed to be uncomfortable. Nightwalk for Hope is a fundraiser for WCSS Outreach Services. Staff had more than 10,000 interactions with community members in 2024, and the primary reason people access services is the intersection of mental health and financial insecurity. In 2024, outreach visits increased by 20%. WCSS needs to increase funding for this stream of services to keep up with growing demand. Coming out at 8 p.m. in that weather is uncomfortable. Our intention was to raise awareness to the discomfort people experience in their lives, Dickinson said. The 5-kilometer trek included stops along the way, where walkers were inspired to share their own stories of mental health challenges. Each year, former Olympic halfpipe snowboarder Mercedes Nickel shares her story, and this year she was asked to speak in front of the Olympic rings in Whistler Village. We are incredibly proud to have facilitated and supported Olympic sports, but we want to talk about the challenges that can come along if you're experiencing mental or physical health challenges. That was incredibly powerful, Dickinson said. Dickinson said each kilometer has a specific topic and a question to encourage discussion as people continue their journey. This year, each person walking wore a sticker to communicate who they were walking for. Many people said they were walking for themselves, Dickinson said. Event sponsors included Sundial Hotel, Smart Wool Whistler, Quattro Restaurant, the Whistler Healthcare Foundation and Back in Action Physiotherapy, Jack Murray Personal Training, Mountain FM Radio, Whistler Blackcomb, Vale Epic Promise, Scandinave Spa Whistler, and the Fairmont Chateau Whistler. Staff leaders responsible for organizing the event are Jen Hashimoto, Dave Clark, Kara Burrow and Imogen Osborne, and while this year's walk may be over, the group is already preparing for next year's walk. January 29, 2026, is the next one, Dickinson said. They've come back to work and are already prepping for next year. It's pretty important to a lot of people.